Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Anna's Journey. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I am excited to be on the air this morning with Jackie Simmons to talk about a very interesting-looking book talking about secrets and success, and certainly should be something that probably most entrepreneurs, if not all entrepreneurs, want to hear about, know about, and certainly take a look at. Before we jump into the show, I always remind people to have paper and pencil or something handy that they can take notes, but also to remind you that the shows are recorded and you could always go back and listen to the replay. I also encourage listeners to share the link with family, friends, and neighbors and other entrepreneurs who may be interested in this particular topic. Today, I also want to give out a public service announcement for the American Red Cross. Please, if you're able, give blood. You may save a life, and it's so important, especially with all across the northern part of the United States and especially into New England. They have been hit extremely hard by a late winter blizzard. Certainly Maryland had a blizzard alert, but we didn't get much snow. Instead, we've got inches of sleet. And the ice, unfortunately, can be more dangerous, more deadly than the snow was. Certainly, the hospitals have been overflowing with accident victims, and blood is at a really short storage capacity right now, and they really need people to donate. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross says, they respond to someone in crisis. They need blood. Again, you will save a life. Thanks a lot for thinking about doing that. All right, so let's talk about entrepreneurs and learning all kinds of little tips and tricks, and let's see what Jackie Simmons has to share with us this morning. Let me click my microphone here on my studio board and bring Jackie live on the air. Jackie, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now?
There she is. I can hear you now. We can have our own TV ad. Can you hear me now? So, Jackie, tell people just a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll jump into talking about your book.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for inviting me on the show, Anna. It's so lovely to reconnect with someone from Baltimore now that I live in Florida. I'm glad we connected.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. So down in the nice sunshine state while we're all here under the late winter snow advisory and ice storm and all that good stuff, what are you doing down there in Florida?
Well, what I'm doing mostly is, besides today, I did have to put on a turtleneck, just so you'll know. Yeah, we got cold. It's in the 40s.
Wow.
Down here in Florida, I help entrepreneurs be able to actually wrap a business and become profitable doing what they love. And this is a lot of fun for me, but it required me to really walk my talk and become visible. And so when I talk about going from being a secret to being a success, I was a secret in business for a little over 30 years. I mean, I did okay. I didn't do great. I would make some progress, and then I would not make progress. And when I realized that what I was suffering from was invisibility, I had to do some prenup work for myself to decide and to work through. That's really what I do, is I help people resolve the mental and emotional blocks that hold them back. And the only reason I'm qualified to do that, besides having studied with a bunch of really awesome people for years, is that I did it for myself. And resolving the blocks put me in a position to make a decision to go into massive action. And literally, I went from being a secret as a stress management consultant to being on success panels with New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling authors. And it was a 7-month rocket ride. And that's really what the book is about. The book is about what it took for me to be ready for that rocket ride.
Well, that certainly tells us the answer to one of the questions as to why you wrote the book. And I think it's certainly something that a lot of entrepreneurs need to look at in terms of what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it. And certainly, I don't know, is it something that we grew up with that, you know, you should be seen and not heard, and you don't want to be bragging, and you don't want to be pushy, and, you know, women in business especially, but certainly men too, have some mm-hmm. backlash when people start doing well and they start being successful and people say, who do you think you are? Mm. And then you take a giant step backwards.
And that jerky ride, you know, take a step forward, take a step back, is certainly the story of most entrepreneurs, and it was mine. And you hit upon something really important, Anna. And, of course, you're in Maryland, so you probably already know the crab story. But for your listeners who are not, who don't know it, in Maryland, actually on the Neuse River in North Carolina, I learned that if I catch one crab and put it in a bucket, I have to put the lid on the bucket because the crab will crawl out. But if I catch a second crab and put it in the same bucket, I don't have to put the lid on the bucket anymore because one crab will start to climb up and the other one will pull it back down. And that's what it's like for a lot of us as entrepreneurs. We'll start to get some success, and someone in our life with all love, will pull us back down to safety because from their perspective, being successful, being out there taking risks is just that. It's risky. So they want to save us from embarrassment. They want to save us from being a failure. They want to save us from the hard work because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, not so easy. And they pull us back down, and they do it with love. But if we're not prepared for that, oh, my goodness, it can just hold us back and wear us out.
Well, I know I certainly went through some of that myself in terms of becoming a published author because people had been telling me for years that I had a story worth telling and writing a book and putting it out there. And I mm-hmm. was pretty much afraid that I would be embarrassed, that people wouldn't read it, and all those sort of things. But I finally got to the point, and I had the right publisher say, I can help make this happen, and I did it. And sure enough, here came the army. Who do you think you are? You're just out there bragging, you know. How dare you put, you know, all this information out there for the public to read, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
I had
this conversation
with...
It was a shock. I didn't expect that. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say this was so funny because this morning I was talking with a client. She was giving a talk this morning. And we had talked through last night what she was going to use as her intro, which is she had, you know, like 7 years where she was president and CEO of a multinational company. And she walked away from all of that. She escaped from that corporate world and now is in the, you know, more esoteric. I mean, she does aromatherapy and living plant medicine and those things. And so she says, I can't tell people about my past. It sounds like I'm bragging.
Right.
And I quoted Will Rogers, you know, the poet laureate of the United States. He said, it ain't bragging if you done it.
Exactly. It's factual. And, you know, I kind of had that same thing with my book. Of course, for some people said I made a lot of it up, that it was fiction, even though I said it's autobiographical, you know. And things that I actually have paperwork that says doctors did this or said that, I put their name in there. I didn't ask them if I had permission to use their name. This is what happened. This is, and I have proof that can show that. If it was a verbal conversation, I didn't put the name, but I put the story. And I usually said, you know, the doctor stood at the window looking out and said to me, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. It happened to me, you know, I was there. But it's amazing how entrepreneurs don't know how to handle that. It's not something I think we're taught, whether it be in school or even in business. Go ahead.
Now, well, you're right. We're not taught any of this. We are not taught how money works. We're not taught how to actually connect with people in an authentic way. We're taught you don't air your dirty laundry in public. Children are seen and not heard, the things you said earlier. And we're also, well, I don't know about the world in general, but I learned at a very early age that being visible was not safe and being invisible was safe. And coming through hiding, and I could hide behind a book. I could read a book and people would leave me alone if I was just, in my own little world. Hiding is something that entrepreneurs do really well. It's actually caused this whole boom in internet marketing. You know, the reason that people are investing so heavily in internet marketing courses is because it feels safe to do their marketing from behind a computer, as opposed to just going out and meeting someone at a networking event, which is, can be terrifying. So part of the book, it completely addresses that. What do you need to do to be able to put yourself out there in service of other people? And the underlying reason for being an entrepreneur is, well, the only reason to be in business, let's get real, is to make money. But the underlying reason of why we're in the businesses we're in is to make the world a better place. And you cannot do that effectively and stay a secret. So the book is really designed to help people connect, help them learn how to make connections with people so they're not selling, they're just connecting. So they're not bragging, they're doing it in service to inspire other people. And it's a skill we're not learned. Yeah, we're not taught. Sorry, cut the language. Yeah, it's a skill we're not taught. So that's why I wrote the book, is because I struggled for 30 years to figure some of this stuff out. But when I got it, oh, my God, what a difference.
And like you said, once you get it, once you understand how the whole process works or should work, it makes it, I think, a little bit easier to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it removes, like you said, some of those blocks. You know, you're not quite as afraid. And
mm-hmm.
I think we've gotten to the point where we're saying it's okay if you do fail, at least occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn from it, if you learn from it, if you just fail and give up, if you just fail and fail again and fail again and don't learn from it, then yes, that's what we were taught way back when. But
have you heard?
Go ahead.
Oh, I apologize, Ann. Go ahead.
That's okay.
And complete.
There's a time
I have a
lag.
Resource for you.
There's mm-hmm. a time lag when you do Blog Talk Radio. So while I'm talking, you're hearing me probably 5-10 words slower. So I do have gotten in the habit of saying, go ahead, so the other person knows when it's okay to talk. I'm learning, too, even though I've been on the air for a couple of years now. But the guests, of course, haven't been on the air, so they don't always realize the talk over piece. But go ahead. Tell us what you were going to say.
On the topic of failure, there's a commencement speech given by Charlie Day. He's the guy who's in, for the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He gave a commencement talk at Merrimack University, and with a snippet on YouTube, and he talks about fail in the way that you want to fail. And I didn't understand what he meant, so I went and got the transcript of this whole speech. And wow, what an amazing concept. And you're right. failure is going to happen. I mean, if you're not failing, then you're not putting yourself out there. You know, the people who are successful in anything, like in sports, you know, a great baseball player fails twice as many times as he succeeds in getting a hit. What would our businesses be like if we could accept that rule of thumb where it's okay to fail twice as many times as we succeed? For a salesperson, that would mean a 33% closure rate on sales. Oh, my. Sounds pretty good. Yeah. Internet marketing is a great place to learn this lesson because a 5% open rate on internet marketing, on email marketing, is great. That means you're failing 95% of the time. Oh.
It is a tough concept for us to learn and then put into practice, because learning it is one thing, and making yourself do it, that's another whole thing, because it's not easy. As you mentioned a little bit ago, entrepreneurship is hard work. You really put yourself out there. You put your passion out there for people to see. You put your knowledge out there for people to use. It's not easy. So you worked all these years. You learned how to hide. And then you learned how to come out of hiding. What really made you decide to sit down and write this book? Did you really think a lot of people would want to buy it? Or did you again think, well, I learned it, I want to share it. If they buy it, fine. If they don't, fine.
Okay, here's full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to wait for the go-ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I'm learning how to, you know, reach out to people through writing emails and connecting, you know, the new way of running a business, because you know, I'm an old entrepreneur. I date back to the days of, you know, yellow book ads and newspaper ads. So I'm learning this. I was on an airplane and I'm like, you know, it's really not about that. It's about this. And I just started writing. And airplanes are a great place to write. You know, as a speaker, I travel a fair amount, so I have airplane time. So I'm just writing. And I'm like, well, it's not this, it's that. It's not about this, it's about that. And I ended up with 7 of them. And I thought, oh, this will make a great, you know, email series, you know, like a little e-zine, you know, article. And so I wrote one page on each of these things. And I go to my training event. And they told me I needed to change my brand. And I went, what? Because I had just launched this brand a year ago. And they were like, nope, you outgrew it. You have to change it. And, you know, I pay my coaches for a reason. I listen to them. So I'm on the way back. I'm going, oh, crap, what am I going to do? It just so happened I ended up at right after that training, I did a mini retreat with some awesome ladies, a destination retreat, and we ended up swimming with the manatees. And I met a lady there who works in the publishing industry. And I followed up with her a week later because I had an idea for a book, not this book, a different one that I wanted to help one of my clients with. And I told her about my 7 lessons, and she says, oh, that would make a great specialty kind of book. Why don't you talk to my editor? So she hooked me up with her editor. And that's how the book got written, is my what had started out as an idea for just an easy, you know, little series of articles ended up getting turned into a book. And no, I actually didn't write the book with the idea that I was going to sell a bunch of it. I wrote the book with the idea that this would be a guidebook for a course and that I would actually teach these 7 lessons in a 7-part course, which I'm actually doing. I'm so excited. It is starting next Saturday on the 25th. It's the 7 lessons, and it's a 7-part course that uses this book, the Your Path from Secret to Success. So the book was written to support the course.
Very good. And I think that's another one of those things that authors need to think about. They have some great ideas. They'd love to sit down and write a book, but they don't know what to do with the book. And a lot of entrepreneurs have a lot of information, and what do they do with it? You know, like you said, you worked a long time, and then you get to the point where you're not going to do that anymore. Where does all that knowledge go? I have to do a little bit of bragging. I tend to try to mentor some writers. And just in February, a friend of mine had been selling beads to make jewelry. She was selling beads on the internet. I've known her for 12 years. I don't know how long she was in business before I met her, but she and I have been friends for 12 years while she sold beads on the internet. Part of her bead business was also doing a monthly newsletter, tips and tricks and stories and whatever. Well, she decided to retire. She sold the business to one of her customers. And I said, what are you going to do with all those newsletters? Why don't you put them into a book? She published last month.
Oh, cool.
It is awesome. It's like you've already done all the work. The hardest part was illustrating the book, because I can't imagine actually illustrating, making a necklace, making a bracelet, putting on a hook, doing all this stuff that I don't do. It's definitely not in my repertoire of skills at all. But she did it. She sold the business, I think, I want to say September. And from September to January, she sat down. She put these tips and things from these newsletters together. Had, I think the gentleman was in Canada that did the cover. Anyway, she got it all put together, and she published last month. And it's like, what a wonderful value from her business, from all those years of what she learned and what she did. And there are so many entrepreneurs out there who have that kind of valuable knowledge to write a book, just like you did. Use your airtime sitting on an airplane. Some people can sleep. Some people watch a movie. You put it to such good use. Look at the value that came out of that. Look at this 7-part course that you're getting ready to do. How do people get into this 7-part course? Is it online? Is it in person? Is this, how does that work?
It's go ahead. Webinar-based. Yeah, thank you. I'll get it. It's webinar-based. It's going to be delivered via the webinar. And so people who are looking to find out more information about the course can go and, let's see, it would be successin7weeks.com, all written out, not the number 7, the actual word 7.
So say it again, success in 7, go ahead,
weeks.
What is it?
Yes, successin7weeks.com, and that's just the order form about the course. And I'll tell you what, if any of your listeners want to take the course, I'd like to offer them a discount. And so,
and how would they go about getting, how would they go about getting a discount?
All they would need to do is type in a discount code on the order form. And the code is simply the word mastery. All in lowercase letters.
Mastery in smaller letters. Okay, that sounds like a good deal for the listeners. And
well, yeah, because
there
it's
going to
bring the price of the course down to $47.
Price for a 7-week course? Wow, that's fantastic. That's less than $7 a week. This is, again, awesome for entrepreneurs to think about. With technology changing, how did you keep up with technology? Is this something that you used during your long term in business that you...
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Let's see. When I started in business, Windows had not been invented. And I know that's going to date me. People are going to say, oh, my God, how old is she? There was no Windows. My first computer was a DOS-based computer, and it had a dual floppy drive, for those who know what that is.
And, I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a real upgrade for me to write a spreadsheet and use a computer because I was keeping track of my clients on index cards. And so, no, technology was not my friend. And my learning curve with using technology is getting better. This is going to be webinar-based because this is the only way that I can reach all my clients now and the people that I work with because I'm no longer geographically based. But for 30 years, I was geographically based. All of my clients met with me face-to-face in person. So I was limited. And, you know, I didn't need to outreach. I didn't need to be marketing or talking to people or making connections anywhere other than in my little town, in my little enclave. And, you know, and I say little town, but you know, that was Howard County, Maryland, so not so little, as you know. But, yeah, so technology
it's
is really something new
compared
for my business.
To, it's certainly little compared to the World Wide Web. I mean, people just don't really, I think, comprehend the expansion. You say you're doing a webinar. This is going out over the internet. You can reach the entire world. When I say I'm an internet radio show, I still have a number of people who say, what channel is that on? What station is that? It's not on the radio. It's not coming out of this, you know, tower that sits on the highway up the road. This is going off the satellite somewhere out there in outer space. You know, I have friends that I've developed in England, in Scotland, in Spain, in Italy. It's amazing how many people understand English. Some people are using it to learn English that they go on to these talk shows and listen. It's amazing what this whole World Wide Web is doing for us small entrepreneurs. I mean, when you can sit there and say that I have a worldwide client base, that is huge business.
Oh,
how
does
that make you feel, Jackie?
You're a worldwide entrepreneur. I am, and that's such a different place. But it doesn't change the fact that a business is still built on relationships. Face-to-face could now be over Zoom, you know, or some other, you know, Skype, Zoom. There are several platforms out there. But it's still face-to-face. It's still one person at a time. It's still about building relationships and making connections. And that's one of the things that gets missed with some of the new trainings that I've seen. And the reality is that if you're going to succeed in business, you first have to succeed in feeling safe talking to people and letting them get to know you. And that's really where a lot of people are stuck because it doesn't feel safe, especially if you're thinking about the whole World Wide Web rather than just, you know, your neighborhood get-together. It still starts
I have to admit that when I started the internet radio show, there were a number of guests who said, oh, no, I can't do that. One, they just foresaw that they were going to get a deluge of people from around the world. Well, I wish my radio show had that kind of impact. But as I've mentioned to many of my guests, I can't guarantee that even one person will contact you. We certainly hope some will. I certainly hope that my listeners do follow up with information that they hear on the show, that they follow up with my guests, and that they let the guest and myself know that they heard about it on the show. That is awesome. However, there's this whole fear of being safe. And in today's mm-hmm. world, that is an issue because there is so much crime. There is so much theft. I mean, there are some people who say, oh, I can't go in and talk about what I do because somebody will steal my idea.
You know, I've been very blessed. Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry, Anna. I've been very blessed with a mentor who put his entire presentation, he videotapes every time that he speaks. He's a keynote speaker. He's highly paid. And in fact, he's one of the most highly paid keynote speakers in the country. And on his website, you can see his entire presentation. And he doesn't worry about anybody, you know, trying to copy him because he knows that nobody can be him. He's the only one. And that's what most entrepreneurs don't realize. Your lady with the beads is a great example. You know, she's not the only person selling beads out there, but she's the only one with her bead stories. So she's unique. And so is everyone else. And if they remember that, it's a lot safer. You don't have to worry about somebody. I don't worry about somebody copying my material anymore. But I used to. And I was afraid to even put anything in writing. Oh, my goodness. I recorded some stories, and I wouldn't share them with anybody because I was like, oh, but they'll copy them and they'll use them. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If there's value in the story and the story's getting told, why do I care who gets the credit? Yeah. Now that my business has grown a little more, it's becoming, you know, where my book's out, some of my other things are out, and it's easy for people to track it back to me. If they're worried about their content, then all they need to do is put it in writing. Once it's in writing, it's copyrighted, it's theirs. And so I really encourage people to write their books.
Well, there again, I think there are a lot of people, entrepreneurs as well as authors, and people who are authors forget that they really do become a small business. You then have a product that you will be selling. You are in business. They don't understand the copyright laws. They don't know what it takes to copyright a material in the United States. And of course, they also don't realize that other countries don't always abide by the rules of the United States. You cannot guarantee that somebody won't steal your stuff. It might happen, and the question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, certainly here in Baltimore, there was a gentleman who drew the picture that the Ravens wound up using as their logo. That's big business. That's big bucks. And it was certainly worth his while to step forward and say, hey, you're using my picture that I submitted to you as part of the contest. You chose it. You need to pay the contest. You need to pay the contest winner. Mm-hmm. But in terms of me standing in front of a group and telling a story and somebody copying what I say, I've been taught that copying sometimes is a form of flattery. They apparently liked what I said. It made an impact. They remembered it, and they're sharing it, which is why I shared it in the first place. I'm sure that's why you speak. You want people to hear what you say, and you want people to know what you say. Does that make you feel good? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've hit upon something really, I think, special. The journey of an entrepreneur is going to be tested with this idea that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Yeah. If they imitate me, that means I made an impression. You're absolutely right. And, you know, we do have this love affair with being attached to our stuff. The only way that you can launch yourself is to be willing to share your brilliance with other people. Will there be a time that you might find yourself quoted somewhere without appropriate, you know, designation that it was yours? Yeah, it might happen. It actually happened. There's a lady who wrote the 10 Lessons for Being Human. It became a book called If Life is a Game, These are the Rules. And her work was in the first Chicken Soup for the Soul book. But it wasn't designated to her because nobody knew who wrote it. It had just been floating around the internet. And so she, you know, somebody told her about it. She contacted Jack Canfield's organization. And when they did the reprint, they gave her the acknowledgement for it. A lot of times it's just that simple. You know, you just say, I wrote that, and then they fix it.
It can be that simple. It can get complicated. I know with my first book, the picture that I used for my cover, a young man contacted me and said, hey, that's my picture. You copied it off the internet website. And I said, no. My nephew, James, was with me that day, and he took the picture. And the guy argued with me, and he said, look, I have the negative. I can prove it. You know, I said, look, the book is out there. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to change the picture? Do you want me to say that you took the picture? Do you want me to pay you for the picture? What is it that you want? He said, I want you to give me credit for taking the picture, and I want 2 copies of the book. I said, done. I still say my nephew took the picture. I still say my nephew took the picture. We have it on my cell phone. But it's not worth arguing with this man about, and he obviously wanted to take it further and sue me and all kinds of stuff. And he probably had a similar picture. I was in an auditorium stadium kind of place. Anybody could have taken that picture. You know, how do you prove whether it was his or this one or that one or, you know, it was an indoor football game. I mean, you know, there were hundreds of people there. How many people took my picture that day? I was the featured person that got to do the coin toss. Me, a lady that loves football, I got to go to center field and do the coin toss. A lot of people took my picture, you know.
Yeah, how awesome.
It was. Of course, they didn't tell me in advance, so I had not practiced, and I found out I'm not really good at coin tossing, but that's another whole story. But when it comes to copyright, and like I said before, how much do you want to be remembered? How much do you want to be quoted? It would be nice if everybody gave you the attribution that it was your quote or that it was your story or that it was your course or whatever. But it's great to have your information out there if your goal is to share your knowledge. So it's really great. We have about 5 minutes left, Jackie. Are there some things that you wanted listeners to know that we haven't touched on?
I want them to know that the more they put themselves out there, the safer they become. The more they're willing to share their information and knowledge with the world, the more the world will know that it's theirs and not someone else's. The reality is failure is going to be required. It's the only way you learn, and there's a lot to learn with being an entrepreneur. Love to support entrepreneurs. Happy to connect with any of the listeners. You know, my journey to go from secret to success. Okay, here's a good idea. Let me share the book title. The book title is Your Path from Secret to Success, 7-Week Quick Start Guide. So Your Path from Secret to Success.
Where can they get the book?
Well, I put up a web link to the book just to make it easy for people to find it. It is all written out, not numbers, but letters. 7 weeks to successjournal.com.
Now, is it available on Amazon?
And it's also available on Amazon. Oh, and the Kindle book is also available for 99 cents.
See, when you get to thinking about all these little details, it's a lot to remember. So they can get it from your website. They can get it from the webinar if they join your webinar. And they can certainly get it on Amazon. How can they get in touch with you, Jackie? How can they get in touch with you?
The easiest way is, the easiest way is to shoot me an email. And my email address that is easy to listen to on the radio is Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Jackie at notalknodrama.com.
Now, where did No Talk, No Drama come from? That's interesting. Go ahead.
When I work with people in my one-on-one training program, the work is done in a way where nobody has to tell their story. As a matter of fact, they don't even have to know their story. We clean up the unresolved negative emotional history. This is what creates the mental and emotional blocks that hold people back. And the training is done in a way where they don't have to share their story, so they can't get re-traumatized. And that's how the No Talk, No Drama came about.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a pleasure to have you with us today. I certainly am glad that somehow we managed to cross paths on Facebook, and I just happened to see you mention your book, and it was like, I have to talk to this lady. I just, you know, it really is something that I want my listeners to hear about, know about, certainly connect with. So hopefully they will get in touch with Jackie Simmons, and that they will look into the fact that she has successin7weeks.com, all spelled out, SUCCESSINSEVENWEEKS.com, successin7weeks.com. There'll be a webinar. There's an order form there. You can certainly look up for the book on Amazon, The Path, Your Path from Secrets to Success. It has been a pleasure to find out just what Jackie had in mind when she wrote her book, the fact that she used her airplane time to actually write the first seven pages. It is awesome what entrepreneurs can do, should do, will do, and it is an awesome way to certainly connect. And remember, Jackie has mentioned a couple of times she is a speaker, so if you like what she has said, if you like the book, feel free to get in touch with her to see if she's available to do a speaking engagement. It certainly sounds like she likes to do destination retreats where she gets to swim with the manatees. I mean, it certainly sounds like an awesome journey that Jackie is on. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Our computer here is going to say goodbye in just about a moment. Thank you for thinking about donating blood to the American Red Cross. And certainly connect with me on AnnaRenault.com to find out more about Anna's journey. Thanks a lot and have a great day.